MTV Cast.
Oh. Hey, MTV Cast, what's up? Jesse Hutchin calling in from the coldest road in Wyoming. Let's see. Oh, man, it's been a rough few days for me. This is progressively getting sicker. Let's see. Just some breathing issues, you know, part of the course. I feel like it happens to a lot of races, especially in the altitude for me, being a sea level dweller. I lost my albuterol inhaler. I just have a steroid inhaler. That kind of helps, just like maintenance-wise. But I got to figure out how to get another one. I got to call my pharmacy. Let's see. The basin started out pretty awful. I think I got food poisoning. It was just like shooting my brains out while having a sinus infection and just like literally wanting to die. But also, the only way to get out of the basin is to just move forward. So I did that. Made it to Lambsutter. Really wanted to push forward to Savory. I knew I couldn't make it to Bush Mountain. I'm just like crapped out. My body is not stoked on my decisions. So I got a room. All my shit was dead. I had to charge it. I got new headphones. Hopefully you can hear me. Let's see. Yeah, I really regret my decision to leave at 3 in the morning. My computer says it's 27 degrees right now, which just kind of like to be sick and to be out in such cold weather. Just hard on the fucking lungs, you guys. Yeah, I would have bombed. So I just don't feel well, but what can you do? You know, just have to get some sleep in the next few days. Just rest a little more. Totally disappointed in my effort, but I do like riding my bike. I am still bike racing. I committed to the thing. Good, bad, or ugly. And it's been all three, so I'm just grateful that I get the opportunity to try hard things, to go all in, come up short, and to just keep moving on. Especially when, like, so many of my friends are out here, and they're just being so good, and it's so great to just see their light. Karen caught me at the Loves yesterday, and I was not feeling great, but she was, like, glowing, and I'm, like, super stoked for her and her ride, and she's riding strong and strategic, and she passed me this morning while I was adding layers, and I just hope she's flying and I'll keep chasing. After all, I'm in a race, but I can only do what I can do. So there it goes. Can't win them all. It's a good life lesson. I cannot wait to get to Brush Mountain. I'm having dynamo issues. Like, my den was on right now. Oh, no, there it goes. Off. So I think I'm just going to check out the... I think something was loose in there. So I'm going to take apart that brush and try to get it set up a little bit better, because That also added to my decision to see. Added to my decision to see in Longsetter because I was afraid my Phoenix Light might die and my Dynamo Light is not reliable. And I really needed to charge stuff. So, like, if I run out of light before I make it to charging, I'm totally fucked. My lungs! I'm so frustrated! I'm pedaling the flat road. So, you can only imagine what climbing is it like. And walking. I'm a gear bike. Thoughts on gears versus single speed? I am 1,000% slower on a gear bike. And I 1,000% have more fun on a single speed. Maybe not on the Tour Divide course. Because I don't think I've had the fitness for this type of riding in a stiff gear on a single speed. But I think, you know, with proper riding training, I think I would have it. I got back and forth waffling between, like, I'm never fucking doing this again. To, like, God, just the evolution of me and who I am and the fucking pain and resolve and mental fortitude it takes to finish it. Just, like, nothing else like it. Quite special to there's just so many miles and so much room for things to go wrong. Now I'm like, a weekend, I'm like, I can try again. And the more times I try it, I think the less pressure I put on myself to, you know, be the best. It's hard. Really hard. Really, really, really hard to know how much I prepared. I spent a ton of time. I spent a ton of money. I pretty much said no to everything that wasn't training over the past 2 years. This is the best I got. So, good reminder for me not to take this too seriously. Like, I actually just love doing it, and winning at all costs is just not my jam. So, good to know that. Good to know that. I'm still going to be okay if I come in last place. Because the total best part of it is knowing what I went through in my own brain and emotional landscape. And then I'm coming up the other side. So cool. It's cool to just accept myself for where I am and where I'm at. Come a long way, guys. I think I'm too happy in life to make myself suffer out here. Okay, well, fuck. Booger bullet. Gotta get to Brush Mountain. We're going up there. No. It's at 30 degrees now. Getting warmer, guys. Can't wait to take all these layers off. Okay. I think I might just keep talking, so...